Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Sickos. This is Robert.
Good morning, Robert. How's it going?
Everything's going pretty smooth. How about yourself?
All I can say is Jordan. Another walk-off last night. All right. The boys are hot. All right, our sponsors for today's show, the Belleville Meat Market, Waymore Silencers, Texan Roofing, McLean Trailers, the CCA Star Tournament, Bauman Marine Service, Boyd's One Stop, and Mainstream Marketing. All right, weather in Galveston. 78 this morning, feels like 80. Looks like partly cloudy skies today. It's going to be hot down on the island, high near 90. North-northwest winds will be shifting over to the south. As Claudette digs on to the east, it'll bring those winds around from the south, and they'll blow about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, they're throwing in about a 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy skies, low of 83, south winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, windy with thunderstorms, they're calling, south-southwest at 20 to 30, and that rain chance 40%. I don't see it right now, but that is what they're calling for. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're on a high tide right now. We have a low coming up at 5:16 a.m. It's an 0.6. Then a high at 11:58 a.m., a 1.1. And then a low at 7:03 p.m., an 0.2. 6:20 a.m. is sunrise, 8:21 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase is 56%. Current conditions right now, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It's 84 degrees with 86-degree water. Winds are west-northwest at 7, gusting to 11. Barometric pressure is quite low at 29.80 inches. And Eagle Point, it is 81 degrees with 86-degree water, west 9 to 11 miles per hour. So there it is. Claudette made landfall sometime just west of, you know, that Venice area over there. And it is Dean Lake, and get all cranked up with Bill Watkins this morning. Bill, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother. How are you?
Man, time's flying this morning. I looked up, and it's time to go on air. I was reading some stuff in here, and I'm going, goodness, I got to go to work. Bill's hanging on already.
It's a heck of a deal. We dodged another bullet this time.
Oh, yeah.
I went to bed and didn't even know they had named the thing, okay?
Yeah.
once they said it was moving further east, I said, okay, I'm going to go fishing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Get up, go to work, do the same thing over and over and over. But I do love being on the water. I would miss it terribly if I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had a pretty stiff little northeast wind.
Right.
Couldn't even get on the lake at all.
That's the way it was over here.
Ship channel. it was popping. That's an unruly wind. The way Sabine Lake is laid out, you know, it runs northeast, southwest. It, coming down the middle of it like that, it's just going to be, you know. And it can be east on the ship channel at Sabine Pass and northeast in the lake.
Right.
The way the land is curved, it just bends that wind around. Once that hits that shoreline, it tears it all up, and fish are going to scatter off out into the deeper part of the bay. And you can forget it. You know, catch a fish, it'd be a straggler.
Right.
But we just fished that halfway, not halfway dirty, pretty dirty water in the channel. Caught a bunch of fish. I mean, I had three guys in the boat yesterday, or one lady and two men, and we caught 45 trout in 30 minutes. That's about as fast as you can haul them over the side.
What's taking you so long, man? That's, you know.
I don't know.
That's slow.
slow. I had a little trouble with break offs and backlashes.
They must be big. Like, it's taking so long to reel them in.
Yeah, that's what it was. It looked like tuna.
Boy.
Oh no, man. No, that's and the average size is pretty good. We did not catch one big trout yesterday. 3 pounds was big as they were, and on the low end about 13. And but total we caught well over 60 fish yesterday, but we did a lot of catch and release.
So your age class of biomass is pretty similar to ours over here, you know, 2 to 3 year old fish.
That's right.
Post Harvey.
That's what we got. Yeah, I would say about 50% of them are in the 2 year age class. Ones we're catching, you know, there's always a bunch of 10 inch trout out there, but you don't catch many of those.
Yeah,
they might be interested in that lure, but you don't really hook many of them, so they're always handy, but you know, you don't catch them, and the water's so dirty you can't see them, so you're just that's a mystery. But you know, most of the fish right now are running 14-16. That's the majority of them, and probably 15% 15% of them are going to be 3 pounds or better. Maybe 5% or 4 pounds or better. So you don't catch many of those either. Not like it used to be where we had so many big fish. Mm-hmm. It's still a real good catchable population out there, and they're distributed around in places where we're not fishing right now. You know, some of that dirty water's got those fish scattered around in places that we can't get to because of the wind or fresh water running over it or whatever. But our water level has dropped back to, it's not normal, it's still a little high, but it's not in the parking lots anymore.
We've
got the flow down to where it's more manageable now. I would expect that they'll get the water through Toledo Bend pretty soon here, and they should shut that back. And with just one river running, the Natchez, and things should salt up pretty quick after that.
Right.
And that'll scatter a lot of the fish we're catching right now. There are fish on the jetties, there's fish on the surf, there's fish offshore, there's trout all over the place on the southern half of the system. And I'm sure they got trout over Calcasieu too. I hadn't talked to anybody over there, but I know that, you know, a lot of the guides disappeared and went back over there, so I know they're catching them now. So,
I see all the meat shots on Facebook every day from over there.
But it
has slowed up a little from what I was seeing a week ago. I'm not seeing as much of it.
Well, what we lost is
tired of posting.
Yeah, our flounder and redfish have disappeared back out in the lake again. The ones that didn't go home in ice chests are, they've scattered. And that's typical, you know, you get the 1st of June, it starts getting really hot.
Yeah.
And the water heats up, and those fish leave the bank. So
well, this whole upper coast, I'm seeing that. You know, I was talking to Tommy over at Matagorda yesterday. He was talking about their reds just disappeared. You know, it's crazy how, you know, you see the same pattern up, you know, in our area like that generally.
Yeah, those crazy redfish, they blow my mind. Of all the fish that I've fished for, they're the most mysterious. I mean, they just do funny things. It's predictable, but when you when they disappear, you can't find them. They're not schooling in the lake enough where you can find them out there. They're off the banks, so you can't get them congregated there. So it's like, okay, I caught a red today, big accident. I fished channel drops yesterday that were pretty good redfish haunts. Didn't catch one. Caught a couple of big flounder, one about 4 pounds. That was a rug. That's always a welcome sight when you see one of those. But they weren't really congregated either. They're scattered out.
Yeah.
For a while in May, we were catching flounder to the point that it looked like there was a lot of flounder. But then they disappeared. they just took off somewhere. And a lot of them got caught.
True. You were catching them pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was making up 15 to 20% of my catch every day. And I wasn't even really fishing for them. We'd hit a bed of them, we'd stop and wear them out. But and I mean good solid flounder, too. Very few of those Louisiana potato chips.
Yeah.
Good solid, you know, 15 to 18 inch flounder. And that's over with now. Now there's a few being caught up and down the ship channel. When it gets hot like this, they'll pull up on those channel drops, get up there in about 3 foot of water, 2 foot of water, and early in the morning or late in the evening you can catch them. The guys that really target flounder, they're doing pretty good. But the main play right now is speckled trout. Or spotted sea trout, everybody calls them.
Yeah. See it? Specs.
They will bite a lure in that dirty water, brother.
Yeah, they will.
They'll knock the pea wine and gravy out of it.
Pea wine and gravy. I like that one.
Yeah, pea wine and gravy, yeah.
Pea wine and gravy.
That's right. Knock it out.
Well, that was kind of a dud for us over here, so... I think our wind, once that thing keeps going east, you know, you can look at the wind currents on fish weather, and as that thing moves to the east, they start returning southerly. We'll start getting a harder south wind later today as that thing moves on through Mississippi and all that.
Yeah, I'm wondering what will happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's the iffy question. I think today I'll be able to fish over here all right, at least for half the day.
I think you're
anyway.
Fine. Yeah, you're good to go.
Tomorrow, I don't know. What you're reading on that prediction is like pretty
what, on
stiff.
The rain?
Yeah, that's probably more.
Well, I'm not seeing it now unless some bands wrap back around. I don't know.
It may be gone.
Yeah, looking at these wind currents, the thing's moving like northwest. It's 16 miles per hour or something like that. So that. Moving
that's
pretty
boogieing
good.
On.
Yeah. The highest winds I'm seeing right now are over towards Mississippi Sound there, Grand Pass. It's 39 and they're at Air Force Base. And there by Florida was, you know, showing 40 earlier, but now it's down to 24. Orange Beach is 24. I don't know. We'll see. Bay Gardene, though, right up above Jeffco and them, they're showing 33 and 34 mile an hour winds right now at South Pass, and Main Pass is 33, so it's still blowing pretty good right there.
Yeah, it's got them shut out for the day.
Yeah, I think so. And you and Calcasieu,
gonna be southwest.
Y'all are showing straight northwest right now. Texas Point northwest at 6, and over at Calcasieu Pass it's northwest at 6.
What's it supposed to be tomorrow morning? Is it southwest? Or?
No, they're calling for the winds to swing as this thing moves, or everything is going to go due south.
Okay. That won't be a problem.
No.
South is good. Southeast is better. South is good.
Let me get this break in. When the winds in the, south, they open their mouth. hang on, Bill. Let me take this break. I'll be right back at you. You know, the Belleville Meat Market, folks, you talk about a great place to shop. I've been using them now for well over 13 seasons. Whether you're looking for quality cuts of grade A, beef, pork, and chicken, or the best processing I've found in these parts in my lifetime, you can't beat the quality of the Belleville Meat Market. Owned and operated by the Poffenburgers for 40 years, they're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. And all their varieties of sausage, whether you're looking for pecan smoked sausage, they have 28 great flavors to choose from, not to mention their award-winning summer sausage, their great burger. I mean, all the products they turn out through their processing facility. And if you've got any meat in the freezer that you'd like to convert into sausage, the Belleville processes year-round. You can't, you just can't beat quality and service like that. And their packaging stays fresh in the freezer forever. Check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Bill Watkinson. Talk a little more. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm watching these currents, and you'll be fine. I think later today over my way, as that storm moves over, we'll get that southerly flow return. But right now, it's just not happening. You know, it's everything's coming off the shore, you know, to the west of this hurricane, or, I mean, storm.
Well, I actually just, I'm down here pretty close to Port Arthur, and I just saw a lightning flash out over the Gulf out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. I didn't expect anything today, so might have to watch that one.
Yeah, over this way, they're not calling for anything like that. I see there's a little land kind of out from Galveston in your area, but it's like a tail coming off the back of that spin. And
okay.
It's moving the other way. It's not moving towards inland area. Now there's a little, looks like a little shower down off the Bolivar Peninsula, a little bitty one moving out into the Gulf. And over your way, there's nothing on land. So, yeah, you're good to go, man.
We've had some interesting tidal currents here late yesterday morning.
Yes, we have. It's been that kind of year, though, hadn't it?
It has. That falling tide yesterday morning was rushing so hard that big 112 thrust trolling motor barely would keep up with it.
Crazy.
I was on spot lock. I had it on 9. Just trying to hold itself into the current. And that, you know, you can't expect your batteries to last on 36 high
no,
for very long. I mean,
and, you know,
you
and that's not good for those circuit boards and those motors either, you know, running them
everything
for a
up.
Long period of time. It eats everything down. Batteries, circuit boards, yeah. All of it.
So I had to. But fortunately, I wasn't spot locked for that long. So,
yeah.
But the tide finally slowed down, and when it slowed down, of course, the fish quit biting. And then it was like drive a mile and pick up one or two. You know,
school bus pattern. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but we were able to catch some really nice trout. Some of the better ones we caught after everything slowed down and the big schools dispersed.
Right.
That's when we started catching some of the better trout. And I find that pretty often. It's fun fishing like that. If you know how to set up on those channel drops and you know how to approach those things, It can be a lot of fun. And half the fish we were catching were tide runners, and the other half were home fish. So you could tell, you know, the difference in color right away. It's they're pretty good mix right now. So we're getting some salt water.
Yeah, well, and good.
I actually talked to a young biologist from the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries doing a fish survey. And he said that the salt water was pretty well mixed up to Blue Buck Point. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, it was real low. Now, that's interesting because, I mean, my salinity tester is I pick up a handful of water and put my tongue in it. And if it's got a little salt taste, then I know I'm good.
Yeah, if I'm just tasting a hint of salt in there, I'm gonna start chunking. Hey, I'm good to go.
They're more sophisticated than I am.
Yeah, they have refractometers and all that. Yeah, I've got one of those refractometers, but I don't ever use it. I mean, I just look behind my boat and look and see how good the water's foaming in my prop wash. If I'm leaving a pretty good streak of foam, I go, well, we got plenty of salt.
Yeah, our fish are used to that.
And that's on the surface, too, you know.
That's right.
The deeper you go, the saltier it gets.
Yeah, that fish, that ship channel, it carries a saltwater wedge way up there.
Oh, yeah, that thing's a funnel of saltwater.
Yeah.
It comes in right underneath that ugly fresh water.
Yep. Yeah, it's down there, and a lot of those fish stay in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see them on my graph that are, you know, 22 to 25 foot deep. You see all those boomerangs down there, and I know that at least some of them are trout.
Yeah, you see all that bananas and boomerangs on the screen. Those are good fish.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a funny thing about that graph. I've got a hummingbird 12-inch screen. It is really, it's a Gen 3. It's really, really good. But it doesn't mark boomerangs up around 10 feet or shallower. It's just more of a blob at that limb. Down there 15 feet or so, it starts boomeranging real pretty.
Yeah.
You can tell more about what you got down there. But if you're seeing balls of bait and stuff going through, sitting in 10 foot of water, you know good well that those fish are there. They're back.
Yeah.
So
deep stretch you're fishing.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And a soft cloud, Little John with a yellow tail will catch them. They're eating a lot of shrimp right now. Mm-hmm. They're eating some pogie and glass minnows, but the predominant thing is a little bitty shrimp. I mean, eyeballs and whiskers. Pull them over the side and they're chunking them all over the place. So that's, Little John is, I don't know how it works like it does. You'd think without a fan tail like a shrimp has, it wouldn't be as effective, but it is. And
something about it.
I'm serious. Yeah, almost any color you throw right now, with a yellow or even a white tail, if you had dip and dye white, like you're a purple demon that you like to throw, if you had white dip, you'd catch them on that just as well.
They do pretty good on that white tip tail, on that purple. I kind of like it.
It gives them a point of aim, I think. I mean, if you let that thing down in the water, you can see a white tail or a yellow tail, or actually, you know, slime truce actually is a color, but it's more yellow than anything else. So you can see that in that dirty water.
Oh, yeah.
And our visibility right now, we've got a foot to a foot and a half of visibility. That's improved from 3 inches.
I'd give anything to have that kind of water up my way. See a foot or a foot and a half in it.
Yeah, yesterday when the sun got up, I could actually see the lure barely, but I could see it. I could see that yellow tail for sure. And I was using that color that they call, it's one of those chicken gullers in the Little John. Right. I forget what the name of it is.
There's so many of them now, Bill. I can't pronounce or I can't remember all of them.
It has red flake in it.
Yeah.
And the bottom part of it, the belly is kind of a whitish color, but the clear amber back has got red flakes all in it. And when the sun is shining, you can see that red flash. And I believe that really makes a difference on those fish. If you've got some flash coming off that lure, and I'm not so sure that gold sparkle or silver sparkle is just as good, but if you got that glitter in there that makes that lure flash when you twitch it, of course, if it's cloudy, the effect goes away. But if that sun's beating down on that water and you start seeing that red flash or silver flash, you expect to get bit pretty good.
Well, you know, red on the color charts, that's one of the most visible colors other than electric blue and dingy water and darker water conditions and low light conditions. So you can only imagine if the water's off color and you throw a little sun on it, how much more visible it does become to the fish.
Yeah, you know. It changes the light reflection a lot.
Yeah, it does. And,
that makes a difference. And you know, a contrast between a dark bait with a yellow tail with a lot of sparkle in it, that makes a big difference, too. Mornings I'll see the glow with a yellow tail will catch fish, and some mornings it's real good. But if you've got a dark body and a yellow tail, that contrast between the two colors gives them a little bit more visibility from certain angles of the water.
Yeah, it sets it off. So, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. So, but the thing I'd want to tell people is don't get too caught up in colors, okay? If you got clear water, go to a more clear bait with sparkle. Something that reduces the profile, and you know, if it's dirty and muddy, the brighter colors, yellow, you know, chartreuse, lime truce, white with sparkles, glow when it's very, very low light conditions, and the combination of those is, you know, you could get caught up in I think this is the best and I think that's the best, and, plum and blue, and I think this flash color is better. Red sparkles, gold sparkles. Basically, if you're fishing in the right place, fishing that bait the right way, you're going to catch them. That's true. Pretty much the whole deal. Yeah.
Presentation and techniques, 90% of it in my books.
Yeah, that's right. I tend to favor that what they call purple rain in the down south lure. Mm-hmm. That purple rain with a yellow tail, that is just a very good all-around color for any conditions. You know, they make another one called the Salty LaRue that's kind of a dark brown with silver sparkles and a yellow tail. And, you know, really I think it's just my thinking more than it is anything else.
I got you.
But you stick to the old program. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you're catching fish on it, you know, why change?
Yeah, why pull it off or go with it? If you're getting bites, stick with it. All right, Bill, well, I got to roll on out of here. If somebody wants to get a hold of you about coming over and fishing with you at Sabine, give them a number, bud.
409-673-9211.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
Yes, sir, and I'm over the ship channel right now, and it's very calm.
Hot dog.
Today's the day.
Bill. Well, go get them, man. And happy Father's Day to you tomorrow, buddy. Take care.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Same to you, man.
All right, bud. See you now.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. You know, Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston, is now Houston's only silencer shop elite dealer. That means we get faster access to new items than any other dealer in the Houston area, like the Dead Air Wolfman and Q's Jumbo Shrimp Silencers. Both are in stock right now, but you better get them quick because they're flying right off the shelves. Waymore has the largest in-stock selection of silencers and accessories. that can't be beat, and they've got one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA forms for you. They're located right at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B. That's right off the Dixie Farm Road exit. Or go online at waymoresilencers.com. Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 436 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go over to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Hybrid man yesterday.
Shoot, yeah, you know it.
You ran them into them, or they ran into you. One of them, something happened.
They missed me. That's what it was. You know,
my mama used to call it, oh, we waylaid them. Whatever waylaid
them. Yeah, there you go.
We waylaid them, man.
I heard that. There ain't no doubt. I'll tell you what, they did pretty darn good yesterday, too. I mean, I promise you, them rascals, they were, hold on a minute. I'm messing with my dang trolling motor right now. I don't want to go the right direction.
Uh-oh.
All right. But, yeah. But, anyway, now them knuckleheads, they decided to show up yesterday. I hit a couple of different spots, but, boy, I'll tell you what, everybody's kind of running around hitting everything. They're All the places where they're at, there's a whole bunch of folks on them, too. So
a lot of people fishing for them, huh?
Yeah, and that's all right. There's a bunch of white bass kind of mixed in them, too, but them dang old yellow bass are all over the place. Them goofy rascals, I don't know why in the heck they want
bass.
Yeah, them dang things. But what happens this time of year is those hybrids eat them. So that's even better, you know. Because them yellow bass don't get very dang big as it is, but what they do is they'll hurt up the small shad, and then as they get through hurting up the small shad, the hybrids right there looking at them too. So, and then we had a bunch of goofy old catfish that was mixed up in the bunch. So
the old food chain. Night,
I'll tell you what, you know, everybody says catfish are bottom feeders. No,
they're not.
I guarantee you, them rascals, they'll get wherever they want to get, whenever they want to get there. That's just the way they're going to do. And if there's food around, they're going to be around. So that's just like any other fish, you know. And that's, you know, and I had a fella trick me at that dang fishing show this year. He told me, what kind of structure does every fisherman look for? You know, and he said, trick question. Well, he was right. It's bait. You're looking for bait. It's always moving. That's the structure you're always looking for, no matter what. Because if it can be a ledge, it can be a rock, it can be grass, it can be this, it can be that. No matter what, if there ain't no bait there, there ain't no fish there. You know, that's...
Nine times out of ten, that is you're spot on. No bait, no fish.
That's right. I mean, they just ain't going to hang around if there ain't nothing there, you know. I mean,
did you run two trips yesterday?
No. Okay. Only one. Yeah,
Richard's coming back from that tuna trip, and he's all refreshed. I thought you ran two trips yesterday. I'm going, good.
No, I'll tell you what, but these dang knuckleheads out here running into each other already. I mean, good night. That goofy old jet ski running to the side of a boat yesterday.
I saw something about that on social media, but I don't know how it came out. I'm sure the jet ski didn't win.
No, it didn't win, but it was one of them things where the fella had just bought some minnows there at the marina, and he was leaving under the bridge, and dang jet ski run right into the side of him. I mean, them jet skiers, what happens, and I'm pretty sure it's kind of a new owner of a jet ski and stuff like that, but it's kind of like, you know, when I was young, I'd see my grandpa out there with a mule and a plow, right? And he always had them blinders on that mule. Well, that's the way it is on a jet ski. When you get on there, you're looking straight ahead. You ain't paying attention to around you. And even though they was looking straight ahead, they run right into it. I mean, come on. Pay attention. Goodness. I mean, and it's going to be busy this weekend, too. So,
well, the bad thing about those, too, when you let off throttle, you have no steering.
No, that's it. You got
it's
the
only
just
way
like,
you can
just
steer
like
is under powder. Under powder,
that's
you
it.
Know. You got
exactly.
to stay on the throttle to be able to turn.
That's right. You know, and they panic and they let off and they just glide right into them. And, you know, I don't know the circumstance exactly, but you know, let's put it this way. I'd forgotten my sunglasses and I'd come back in to pick them up. That's one thing out here on the water. You can't make it. I can't make it without sunglasses, you know, being out here every day. But I'd come back in and I grabbed them. It's about 7:25. What happened at 7:35? So I was 10 minutes off of seeing it. And I'm pretty confident I saw the jet ski that was in the wreck. And I know the fellow that was in the boat because he comes in here all the time trying to, you know, he catches, you know, he comes out crappie fishing stuff, gets some minnows and everything, goes out. He just has a good time, you know. So he's been around a while, but like I said, I'm pretty confident I saw that jet ski just before all that happened. So
yeah,
I saw a little youngster on it, and that's, you know, they're doubling up on there, and you know, sometimes everybody wants to let the youngsters drive. Well, you better read the law.
True.
I think it's, I mean, that's the thing. I think it's 16 unless you've had some kind of boater safety course, and then I don't know beyond that. You know, that's about all I can tell you. And I see a whole bunch of them that I know ain't 16. You know, they're more like 10 and 8.
Yep.
So, it's, yeah, I mean, you just got to be careful because it's going to – the jet ski's never going to win, I promise you. It's not going to win.
No,
it just doesn't happen.
That's up to the parents. That's the parents' decision. So.
That's right. But, you know, so many people think, oh, it's safe, it's safe. No, it's not
safe.
No,
it's not. It's highly dangerous.
Absolutely not. Because that dang water, it's not forgiving. I promise you, you get knocked out and suck in a little bit, you're not going to survive it.
Well, there's so adults running around out there with fine boats that shouldn't be behind the wheel of them. I see it all.
Well, I agree. I absolutely agree. And I tell this story every once in a while. I had a fella it's been several years ago. He had a brand new Ranger Bass Touch. And I'm sitting there cleaning fish, and I've been cleaning fish for 30 minutes. He had trailer, boat, all backed in the water, right? And he's sitting in the boat behind the steering wheel. And he'd been sitting there for 30 minutes. And then I just grab my stuff and I start walking to the truck. And he looks at me and he says, you know how to start this thing?
Boy.
I said, yeah, it's that little green button.
Said,
there.
Yeah, I'll start
side.
It for you. Do you know how to drive it?
That's the thing.
If you don't know how to drive it, I'm sure as heck not going to start it for you.
I heard that. I mean, that's the thing right there. And I told myself, I said, good night. I'm glad I'm going home because it's fixing to get bad out here. I mean, and you see it all the time here at Solway. I mean, one of the best comedy clubs on the planet is this little stage right here by the boat ramp.
Now, they got bleachers down at Port O'Connor at the fishing center, man. Hey, in the afternoons, that's a big deal. Go in there and get you a cold beer and sit in the shade in the bleachers and watch them pull in and out. It's pretty comical.
There you go. It is, too. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a hoot. It is a hoot. But them dang hybrids are doing pretty good, so we're going to try them again this morning.
Good for you.
We can do.
That's
yeah,
it,
we can
man.
See if we can get
them
knuckleheads.
A little bit. That's it.
I guarantee you, brother, there ain't no doubt. Get some tug of wars going on. I like it. There ain't no doubt about that. But it's you know, it's just typical that time of year. They should start shutting down here next month. But typically in June, right before they shut down, you can find them bunched up because these shad are just
right.
You know, from the shad spawn we've got, the shad have gotten about 1.5 to 2 inches long now. So they're you know, they're running them around and herding them up and all kinds of stuff. Along with them, give you yellow bass, but the yellow bass kind of give up the hybrids because you'll see them popping on the top whenever you're around a bunch of hybrids. You'll see them just kind of school up everywhere, and
right.
you'll wonder what it is, and it's some dang old yellow bass, but the hybrids are underneath them. So one of the strange things yesterday is they weren't very deep. You know, we're out there in 30, 40 foot of water, and the dang fish wasn't but 10 foot deep. So it's, you know, it's that electronics. Those dang electronics, and I've been, you know, then on the other day, you on those crappie, I tried a new color. They got Dreamsicle in that bass, that pro tiny assassin I was talking about, that knucklehead, I like that bait.
Well, I love that bait, and we've got a mirror lure. It's really not Dreamsicle because it's not orange and white. It's pink and white. But
right.
Boy, man, them try to leave that thing up.
Man, they like that thing. These crappie over here really like it. Good night. Every one of them I had just had it all the way down their throat. I mean, it's, you know, and that's just how you can fool with it whenever they really like it. If you catch them in that lip and just sometimes you catch them, sometimes you don't, you change color a little bit. And you'll find one of them that'll work pretty good. And that one there is, for a while it'll work. I don't know how long, but it's going to work for a little while because I'm going to keep chunking it. I guarantee, because that was a pretty good crappie the other day that hit that dang thing. And then there's some big old brim starting to move in too. So, I mean, I was just looking at some brim beds just a minute ago. Just take kind of glancing to see if there's some on there. There's a little small brim bed right off the bridge. I was kind of looking around at it, and there's a few on there that just hadn't moved
it's
in.
It's that time of year, yeah. You know.
It is.
Some big old Tex Boning picture brim.
You ain't kidding, boy. I tell you what, he can haul them out too. He's got his little spot down there.
He had some good
there.
Pictures the other day of some big old picture brim. You know, I saw on
Facebook. Yeah, buddy.
So, old Tex.
Man, I'll tell you what.
He's back.
These things aren't thick. That's good. I'm glad to hear it because he's down for a little bit. So
yeah, he's you can't keep a good dog down.
Shoot, no, yeah, that ain't going to happen. You know better than that. That ain't going to happen. I mean, just if you do, just might as well put a hole in his head. That's all I can say.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Richard, I'm going to run on out of here. You got to catch some bait and get ready for those hybrids today. And if somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe and hanging out today with you, give them some info, buddy.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Hey, have a good day, buddy, and happy Father's Day tomorrow, bud.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you, man.
Y'all have fun.
I'm going to do
Bye.
It. See you, buddy. All right. That's Richard Totch over on Lake Conroe. Now we're going to head down to Matagorda, and let's check in with Captain Charlie P. Mr. Paradosky, what's up this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, looking at a calm conditions down here.
Yeah, are you in shock?
Yeah. It's been blowing since last Sunday, I think, you know, out of the north, northeast, back and forth, east in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Now we're going to try to make some waves this morning if I can find a place to park the boat. Then I'm going to take a couple of days off and rejuvenate for next week.
Right. Well, good for you.
That's what's up. Just listening to y'all talking about these colors and baits and stuff. Chicken colors.
Yeah.
I'm on one called fried chicken now.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I hadn't heard fried of that chicken. One. Who's making that one?
Bassassin.
Popeyes.
Yeah. No, it's a bone diamond with a green tail on it.
Oh, okay, and they call it fried chicken.
Call it fried chicken.
That's got to be golden brown.
Yeah, you would think.
You'd think.
It's a
yeah.
Good bait. Good bait.
Yeah.
So we're going to chunk a few of those this morning, and maybe even some topwaters. But
right.
It was kind of slow around here yesterday, the past couple of days, really, yeah. You know, the first part of the week, it was all in the surf, and I think Thursday was the last good day for that. And
did you have a lot of northeast wind yesterday down there?
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did too.
It, wasn't horrible, but it was enough to not make it right.
Just enough, yeah. I've seen a lot of that this year.
It's the same old story, Mickey. You got two, possibly 3 days a week that these fish are eating, you know, according to the conditions, because conditions won't stabilize and. If you're fishing on those days, you get them.
Weather days we've had, everybody's been nuking. It makes a difference when conditions are favorable, no doubt.
Yeah, it does. It's been a strange year, but hopefully it'll get better someday, sometime.
Well, that's a new norm. Everything's different now.
Yeah, everything. Fishermen are different. Nothing's the same. Everybody's pulling a bucket. So, I don't know what happened to them. They don't want to just fish and learn anymore. They just want to catch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, instant gratification.
Yeah. And you talk to some of them about it, and, you know, customers, and they think you're crazy sometimes, you know. They just want to catch. And I'm still teaching when I get them in the boat. So.
I know you are. You've been doing it a long time.
So that's what's going on.
Well, we'll get there one of these days when we're 6 feet under.
That's yeah.
The end result.
Yeah. We don't know how close we are to that. That could be any day. Any day.
What was that line in that one movie? Said when, that's why when you die, nobody will remember your name.
Yeah.
What was that
That's
movie?
True.
Troy. Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let's see. We got a tournament down here today. They got a Shriners tournament.
Right.
So, I can see them over there lining up to buy bait already.
Common occurrence. Well, at least y'all are getting bait down there. Bait's been kind of iffy in certain areas around our bait system. You know,
same here.
Been real spotty.
Same here.
Good for the fish.
Yeah, and those shrimp are little too.
Yeah, a little tiny. Depends on where you get them.
It's been a while since.
Light northwest winds this morning. You know, all up and down, and I think by the afternoon, once that storm slides more east, you'll have more of a pumping south behind it. What they're calling for the next few days anyway, so here we go.
We hadn't had any southerly winds since, I caught them real good last Saturday morning, and that's the last day we've had southerly winds. It's been north, northeast, east.
Right.
But, I think they'll eat this morning. I think they're going to catch some fish.
The only place it's southerly on the coast is really from kind of around you know, down around Laguna Madre, you know, South Padre, that area. And then as that thing slides, then those steering currents, they'll come straight into the shore, you know, to the beachfront.
Right.
We'll just ride what we got right now, and tomorrow will be a different day.
Well, they can have it tomorrow, and we'll take tomorrow off. So.
Well.
Whatever happens.
You got any big plans for Father's Day?
No.
You just going to get some R&R?
Just going to get a bottle of whiskey. Is all I'm going to get.
Bottle of whiskey. That would, her name wouldn't be Rebecca, would it?
It might be.
It might be.
It might be.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right, buddy. Well, I wish you the best, Charlie. And get you some rest. Rest up and get ready for next week. Do it again, buddy.
All right, man. Take care.
If somebody wants to come down and fish, will you throw them out a number, Charlie?
713-725-2401.
All right, man. Well, Charlie, have a good one and happy Father's Day to you, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
Same to you, Mickey. Take care.
All right, Charlie P. See you, man. All right, that's Charlie P. down in Matagorda. It's time for a break, top of the hour. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.